Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We are back with the Final Fantasy VII Again podcast. And here this week, brace yourselves, because my co-host, I think, is a little sore. He's been working really hard. He's been fighting. He's been chicken racing. Adam, how you doing? In your favorite place, the Gold Saucer. You spent all your time here.
Quickly becoming my least favorite place. If it's not already my least favorite place. Everyone knows I love a good casino, but like, my God, no part of what I have done this week was anything remotely involving a casino. And dare I say, no part of anything that I have done this week was even remotely fun, is where I am at right now.
Uh-huh. I think you did go straight to doing the least fun parts.
You know, whatever. We'll just get right into this here, okay?
We don't need to beat around the bush here
for too long here. At the end of the last episode, I gave this big hype, you know, pump up, like, I'm so ready. I'm so excited to, like, get moving. Like, the story's heating up. We're building. We're ramping. And I could not have been let down more by everything that I have done this week. I mean, truly, like, things were going up the hill so much, so quickly. I was so excited. And then it just all came crashing down immediately. And I am not going to lie to you, Zed. I feel like I accomplished nothing this week. And It's not for a fact that I did not play a lot of the game. I have some interesting numbers here that I have, you know, been looking at. Up until this point, the previous however many episodes, the time actually logged on the game totaled about 28 hours. Now, we've talked before about how, like, sometimes that is like a misleading number and it, you know, resets and you know, doesn't count if I die, whatever. Do you want to guess what the time is right now for what I have logged in this game for this week? I was at 28 hours.
You're asking me to do math on the podcast. It's going to be over 40, over 45?
45 hours and 54 minutes.
Woo!
Is the time that is currently logged in the podcast. Over 17 hours, just FYI. Now, I will admit, I did not actually, like, play 17 hours of the game, but it was above probably 12 hours played this week.
Yeah, I believe it.
If not more. This was so brutal, and you basically only gave me, like, two things to do. And, you know, you sent that message to me, and you were like, okay, do this and do this, and you even sent me guides for both, and I was like, okay, like, you know, whatever, two things, what a little side quest, whatever, before we get to the end game stuff, I need a power up. Okay. They did not go well. Neither of them went very well. One went a little bit better than the other, but I'm still not even done with it. And then the other one just went so poorly.
So did you do anything else before you went to the Gold Saucer, or was that your immediate and sole destination this week?
That was it. That was number one. That was the first thing that was sent. Go to the Gold Saucer, get this was literally so long ago. I guess I went around and collected a few other things. I got a couple other limit breaks.
Okay.
I don't even remember that. It was so long ago. I played so many hours of the game. Yeah.
This is what casinos do to you, Adam. You forget
you
the outside world exists.
Don't you dare blame the casino on this. How dare you tarnish the good name of the casino for this? Unbelievable, Zed.
Listen, not this okay. is team pro Gold Saucer versus team very anti Gold Saucer here on the podcast.
Wait, which one am I?
You're the pro Gold Saucer. Oh. I hate casinos, notoriously.
Oh my god. Okay, so I trolled around a little bit and I got a few other limit breaks. It turns out I had already gotten a lot of them. Just like, I don't even know, like through sheer whatever.
A couple of them you just sort of come across in the course of the game. But yeah, other ones you already, do have to go specifically get.
I think I had Barrett's already, and then I also think I had Tifa's. I had Cid's already, but who cares?
Cid's you got in the Galnica last week.
Yeah. I think I'm only missing two of them. Maybe I don't have Tifa's is the other one. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Because I like thought I checked off enough of those boxes, and then I was like, okay, next up I'll go get Pia's, whatever. Uh-huh. And I head to the battle square where I have to go to get this. Now, number one, I try to do this without a guide to start just because that's like my normal MO. Even if you send one, I like to like try and, you know, figure it out without a guide as much as I possibly can.
Right.
And so I somewhat knew what I needed to do, more or less. So I needed to get, number one, I needed to get these points or whatever. Not the points. There's a lot of points here involved. Here.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on.
I needed to get these administrative points such that I could even compete in the battle square. There was a barrier to entry to even playing the game.
You have to have a certain amount of is it GP gold, like gold points that you have to have before you can do the battle?
I have no idea what all the points are. There's one there's to get in.
So many for no reason.
And then there's one that I need to actually like accumulate in order to get the thing that we're trying to get, which is, I believe Pia's final limit break is what mm-hmm, we're trying to correct. Get. Some kind of slashing, whatever. I don't even know. We're trying to get that. And the only way to get it is by getting a bunch of these points from the battle, from winning the battles. But in order to even compete in the battle, I needed other points. And so, again, I'm not looking at the guide on how to do this because I'm like, okay, I can get those points. So I start off by going to Wonder whatever and playing a bunch of stupid mini games to get a bunch of points. And so I'm out here like shooting basketballs like an idiot for like a half an hour to get 10 of these points. And okay, I did it. And then I, you know, went down. I competed in the battle square. I lost on like the fifth battle, the very first time, and got nothing. And I was like, okay, well, now
you got a tissue.
Oh, Zed, I have a shitload of tissues, let me tell you. And so I ended up with nothing from that. No points to be told. And I'm like, oh man, this is gonna be brutal. And the whole while I'm like looking at the points because it shows you after each round in the battle how much you would hypothetically get if you were to just walk away from the battle itself. And I kept looking at that number and it's like you start with 10 and then it's like 15 and like after four you like maybe get to like 100 or something like that. And I'm like, ooh, these numbers are not progressing as well as I would like them to, considering the ultimate number I need to reach is 31,000 of these points. So right off the bat, I'm like, I'm very nervous because this is a lie. I'm not doing very well. So I go look at the guide so I don't have to go play basketball for another 30 minutes to get more points to participate one time. And the guide tells me, okay, you can just pay for these points to play. You can pay for their administrative dollars. And the way to do that is to just go outside by where you would come in from the cart or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there's this guy off in the corner who's there sometimes that you can do like the 1997 equivalent of a shady drug deal to go get 100 points by paying.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So I'm out there. He only comes like once every whatever, 10, 15 times. And so I'm like going in, going out, going in, going out, going in, going out, waiting for it. To do like some little sketchy deal off to the side to pay like it was like a thousand gil for 10 I don't even know, it was a lot.
Wow. it was that not is a very a steep black market price.
It wasn't very good, but it's better than me playing basketball for so long to try and get these points. And so I do that. I do it probably six times something like that. So I ended up with about 600 administrative points.
Uh-huh.
For, I believe it was 60,000 gil or something like that. It was a lot of money that I paid to get these points for.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Even though I only needed 10 to participate every one time.
Right.
Okay. I go back down to the battle square. Boom. I do like, I think it was 4 battles or something like that. And I, you know, get them. I decide, okay, I can just like stop after 4 or 5. Like there's no way I'm going to make it all the way to the end. I can stop after like 4 or 5 and get some points and just, you know, bank up and whatever. And so after 5, I end up with probably like 1500 points. I was like doing okay here. And so I decide, okay, you know, I'm going to need a little bit more administrative points. Maybe I'll go check up on something else. That was when I was going to go get Tifa's limit break. I just leave because I was like, this is really grindy. I can't keep doing this all day. I'll come back here later. It'll be fine. Whatever. I leave. All my points disappear the moment I leave this place.
Yeah, they do.
Why? Who do, I mean, what is this? What? Who? I earned those points. Who decided that they just get to take them? That makes no sense.
If they collected your tickets from arcade games at like Chuck E. Cheese when you left Chuck E. Cheese and you couldn't save them for later.
Yeah, this is just ridiculous decision making here on their part. I was livid when I came back into the battle square and found out that I had no points. I'm like 2+ hours into this process of trying to get this thing, and I have literally nothing to show for it. Already, right off the bat, a very bad start. And then I'm like, okay, it's time to grind. There was a day this week, I think it was Monday night into Tuesday or something like that. Into Tuesday morning, because I'm very bad at sleeping, just like as a general note to everyone who doesn't know anything about me. I'm very bad at sleeping. And every like couple weeks I will have to like pull an all-nighter just to get myself back on a normal sleep schedule so I can fall asleep, but whatever. No one cares about this. But it was that night and I was like, okay, I already can't sleep. I have a lot to do here. Let's just go for it. And so
you did text me at, well, I don't know if this is, I'm on the West Coast right now, but the message according to my computer says you messaged me at 5:41 a.m. to say you did not have the capacity to keep doing this.
Yes. That I believe was at the 5 or 6 hour mark. Of me competing in the battle square over and over. And so let's talk about what these combats were just a little bit, because it's very frustrating. And I believe that it is designed to be intentionally frustrating.
It's gotta be. It doesn't get like this by accident.
Because this is just not okay. What is happening here? It's just not. Some of the baddies that I'm fighting in here are just, they're just rude. Honestly, they're just rude in what they are doing and what they choose to do and who they choose to be. It's so annoying all of the time here. And so number one, the mechanics of the battle square, which were infuriating. Every round you would get a different status or infliction or whatever. And so, you know, sometimes it would be, hey, half your health bar is gone. Half your MP is gone. You're a frog. All kinds of different stuff. First of all, I don't know how I'm ever supposed to win when we have these inflictions just continuing to ramp up. I mean, there just like was not a time when I would get to the 5th or 6th one where my health wasn't like halved and my MP wasn't like halved. I was already out of MP at this point. I'm like trying to not use a ton of items throughout this whole time. And the baddies were not doing insignificant amounts of damage. It wasn't just like they were, you know, doing little poking and it was annoying. I mean, there were quite a few of these that were doing 1,000+ points of damage per attack. And so it's like, I only have one. And so it's like, you know, I'm like trying to counterattack, which is fine. And I can like heal, which is fine. But like eventually I'm going to run out of MP because I don't have an unlimited amount of it. And then it like keeps cutting it in half. My level would get knocked down a bunch of times. My power would be gone. It would take away my armor. It would take away my weapon. Sometimes it would just straight up take away my materia. Like there was one, a couple times, it was like on the first or second time, it would be like, oh, all your materia is gone. And it's like, how am I ever supposed to win 8 battles like this? Like, there's just no way that this is even possible.
Yeah, some of the status effects you can fix, but if they do things like break your weapon or break your materia, there's not a solution to that.
Yeah, there's nothing you can even do. I'm just powerless. I'm down all of these administrative dollars. There's no way I'm getting, there's no way I'm beating all of them. And so I just like had to find the most strategic place to stop, which was often not very far. And, you know, sometimes I would like try and push it and go to the next one, and then it would... I would die and get nothing from it, which was also very frustrating. Some of the baddies in particular were so annoying. So I had the it's like a white cape or something attached to Pia as he was doing this. So I couldn't be turned into a frog and I couldn't be turned small. Unless, of course, it broke my accessory.
Broke your accessory. Yeah, exactly.
Which did happen a fair amount of times, but whatever. And so the one that was probably the most frustrating, it would be like three frogs with this scantily clad woman behind it for basically no reason. She would be out there like dancing around and then putting me in a haze so I would attack myself. It's just so ridiculous. All of these things, like, I don't know how I was ever supposed to beat this. And again, I was an hour whatever of trying to accomplish this and just getting nowhere. I just could not get anywhere with this. I could not figure out how to beat it. I could beat like three or four pretty consistently. Like I was never losing. It's like the first couple I'd get to four. And then whenever we get to 5 and 6, I was like, oh, this is like really dicey. I would like try and keep Big Guard up. I would try and keep the regen going. Like a lot of these things were really big. I would, you know, there are some of them where I was just like simply poisoning them and then trying to heal myself and, you know, sustaining for the next round. But like some of them had so much health and so much damage. There was like a big dragon that somehow had like a million points of HP just out of nowhere. And it was like in the third or fourth round, I would go through like a Pia ult or a limit break or whatever. And it wouldn't do anything. Like it just wouldn't die. I would hit this thing with like 15 meteors and it would be nothing. It was just like, keep living. I was like, I don't get it. Makes no sense. We get to the next one. And then, I mean, there were a couple times I got pretty close to all 8. There were times I was on the 7th or the 8th. And then freaking, you know, Ahab McGee out here comes out on a ship and decides that it's time to just toss me out. I was just done.
The like skeleton crew or whatever it's called. That really, I can't stand that one.
Yeah, it was like Pirates of the Will Be Caribbean seeing ya. It was, I mean.
Stop it. Shut it down right now.
It was so annoying that it would just poke its little oar out there and knock
and just fling you out of existence.
Yeah, it was
the
like
worst.
Oh, okay.
The absolute worst.
That's pretty cool interactive gameplay happening here. And so again, Zed, I'm gonna have you guess. I even think I sent you a screenshot, but don't look at the screenshot as you answer this. How many times did you think that I attempted this?
Well, did you leave after that screenshot? Because I do have that number memorized.
I left pretty shortly after that number because I sent it to you and I was like, okay, I can't do it.
Then I'm going to say 55.
Yeah, it was 54 times. I did Battle Square 54 times. Yeah. I just want that number to sink in for a second because there was talk last week about, oh, what do the people want Adam to do this following week? And we talked about chickens a lot and we'll get to the chickens. Don't even worry about it. But this was not discussed. And I just am begging the question, did the people really want Adam to do this 54 times? Did they?
You need Cloud's limit break.
I don't know how I'm going to get it, Zed. I don't have more hours than what I did this week. Like the number of hours that I can put into this game is not going to go up.
No, I've had that sense.
There's just no shot. Like, this was, honestly, this was more time than I could ever put into the game. And it was just because I was so frustrated. I was like, I have to beat this. And it just, I just couldn't, which was just so annoying. 54 times. I don't even think that number, like, it's just a number to people, right? Like, doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't really convey the impact of how much time that actually is.
Think about it. Like, you're going through each one of these. That's like 54 times whatever the amount of inflictions you have per round, which is like up to 5. Like, there's so many times that, like, you have to go over, and then 54 times it was like, oh, you get a tissue. And I was like, man, I want to do something with these tissues. I'll throw them right back in your face. You'd go over, you'd have to, I mean, 54 times.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm exhausted. What's wild is you can get Omnislash. It's available at the Battle Square after you get the Tiny Bronco, and it costs more.
How does anyone ever go through these? Like, am I truly there was a point this week said where I was just like, I kind of like hate this.
Yeah.
Like, this sucks. I don't understand how anyone is supposed to do this. Like, maybe I'm bad at the game. Maybe Pia is underleveled. Maybe I didn't have something equipped properly. I don't know. I checked everything a lot of times. But like, at the stage where I am currently at, I just don't know how I was supposed to do better.
Yeah. At which point I was like, okay, leave. You have to leave. You have to go do other things with your time and your life in or out of this game. And maybe we'll come back to it later. But right now, let's just leave it. It's okay. We'll get there or not.
I don't know. If I ever go back, like, I don't know.
Because you haven't done the ultimate weapon fights yet, right?
I've only fought the weapons that have come up through the...
Okay, you didn't go to the creepily stationary black dragon by Junon, just like floating over a lake.
Oh, I did see that as I was flying around catching chickens. I did see that.
Okay.
But no, I didn't go there because I figured that was one of those situations where I'm probably going to die if I run into the giant monster.
Well, that one you got to fight sooner rather than later, because that will give you Cloud's ultimate weapon, which is called Ultimate Weapon, by fighting the monster that is called Ultimate Weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Not confusing at all. And that may help you in the future if you do end up going back to Battle Square, having a stronger weapon for Pia.
Yeah. I mean, okay. So I guess I'll have to add that to my list. My question, and this, I'm going to ask this again after we talk about the chickens, because my question here is, if you're playing this game straight through, no guide, whatever, you're back in the year of our Lord 1997, you're playing this game, and you are about to enter that cave. You're at the point where I was at the end of the last podcast. Are you ever leaving and going back to Battle Square to get this? I didn't even know it was a thing until you told me about it. Nor would I have ever known where to go. Like, do people actually do this when they're just normally playing through the game?
I think people bought the, like, giant paper physically printed out guidebooks to help you when you got stuck, or Josh had the end of disc one spoiled for him by calling the Square Enix helpline because they were stuck somewhere, he and his brother, and the person on the helpline mentioned what happens at the end of disc one and they hadn't gotten there yet.
That's brutal.
It's like the most retro way to possibly be spoiled on a game, and deeply, deeply unfortunate. So that makes it all the more a miracle that you and I made it to 2021 and 2022 without knowing what happens in this iconic moment in one of the, like, most beloved RPGs of all time.
Yes, it probably helps that neither one of us probably called the helpline of this game specifically.
Yes, but in the year of your birth, 1997, you were not calling helpline.
No, I was not. This was just brutal, though. There was like no way I was ever going to do this. I spent so much time trying to do it. And I was just like trying to justify in my head of just like, is anyone ever doing this? Like when they're playing the game, I wouldn't be. Like, there's no way I would be if I was at this point. There's just no shot I would ever go back and do this. But for you and for the pod, I did, despite getting nothing. I will say I ended up at about 8,000 of those battle points.
Yes, you were 25% of the way there.
Yeah, we were, you know, right there, right at the line. I bought, I don't even know what I bought. I bought like a speed plus thing or whatever because, I don't know, the points disappeared. Uh-huh. So it wasn't like, I mean, might as well use them. Yeah, so
you had to do something with them.
Yeah, might as well have used them instead of just walking away. So I bought something and left. Very frustrated. Yeah. That was the first half.
Yes, that was that was the first half. And we will address something perhaps equally frustrating. I'm not sure. Probably more frustrating for me in my first playthrough, but we'll see. Right after this quick break.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay. We're going to talk about chicken racing.
Yes. Very specifically, chicken breeding. Because the racing was just...
Breeding is the annoying part. The racing is actually not that bad.
Yes. The racing is somehow just a function of chicken breeding. Not entirely sure of the logic here. Okay. You did send me this other guide. Again, I was at like hour 13 of this week, hour 14 of this week. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to try this without the guide. I'm just not going to do it.
Well, you also said, okay, I'm going to go do chocobo racing. And I was like, that is a time-consuming project you are choosing to take on after this failed time-consuming project that you just did.
Yes. I will say, just right off the bat, to the credit of the chickens, this time-consuming project felt like I was moving relatively forward. It felt like, okay, there is a finish line, and I believe I can get there. I see the path forward. It might be lengthy and it might be annoying, but it's there. I see the path.
It's time consuming for sure, but it is pretty straightforward once you've gotten the hang of it. And especially if you have a guide, there's not a whole lot of luck of the draw involved the way there is to a major degree in Battle Square.
Yes. Okay. So this process, quite a bit here. We start off by buying six stables from what's-his-face.
Chocobo Billy.
Yeah. We just buy out all of the stables for a pretty penny as well. Another, 10,000 gil a pop.
You're supporting the small business economy of them.
Is that what's happening here? I don't think... Okay. Luckily, I had like 250,000 gil at this point, so it just didn't matter.
Shinra doesn't own this farm, okay? That's all I'm saying.
That's true. Low bar, but that's true.
Yeah.
So I buy all six of these things. I have to go buy some nuts. I have to go buy some greens. Whatever. We're going to catch chocobos. I also have to head up to like this little chocobo guy up in the ice caps, which I
chocobo
was
stage.
I was there earlier in the game, but like didn't even think about it because like there was nothing to do here. I just talked to the chocobo, gave me something, and then like this creepy guy who was like telling me stories about things. I don't even think I mentioned it on the pod because it was just like so random. It was just so random.
Was very upset when I found a place that was called the Chocobo Sage's House. I was like, I'm going to pretend this doesn't exist. We're not talking about chocobos. We're not doing chocobos. I'm not there. I don't want to think about it. Goodbye.
Yeah, I think my biggest takeaway from the first time is, why am I talking to one of the side characters from VeggieTales? that's like, that was my only thought here. But he sells the good greens. So we go up there, we buy a ton of them because apparently chocobos need the lettuce to race or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we start. We have to start by going to steal some nuts, from dragons because the only people that carry the specific nuts around are these hyper specific dragons in this one specific place. And of course, that's the only nut you need for breeding chocobos.
Right.
Naturally. That's the logic.
Of course.
It wasn't that, difficult. These are the same dragons that I had just fought a billion times in Battle Square. They had less HP here than they did in Battle Square, though. Cough, cough, screw you, game. we stole some nuts. Whatever. Fairly simple. And then I think we went to... Oh, that's right. We did go to a new place. Goblin Island.
Yeah.
Up in the far north, a place that I'd never been before. I think I'd flown by it just because I was curious what it was, but I like didn't stop because I didn't see anything on there.
Yeah, there's literally no other reason to go there.
Yeah. And we stole some nuts for some goblins. Great. That's the first thing we did. Done and done. Easy. We're all set up, ready to catch our chocobos. We have to catch good quality chocobos, though, because some are bad and some are good and some are great. Some are shitty. Some are wonderful. I don't know. There's a whole degree of chocobo spectrum happening here. Mm-hmm. And so, we go to specific places. Kind of this whole thing is like, okay, you have to go to this specific place and they have to be with this specific accompanying baddie. And then they are the proper quality of chocobo for you to have, which pretty annoying because the vast majority of the time they are with a different baddie or a different combination of baddies, making it that they are not the correct type of chocobo. And so we just had to keep going. It was a little grindy out here catching our first chocobo. We need like some great ones or whatever. We get back to the chocobo farm. Chocobo Billy is more than happy to raid our chocobos for us. And bring them in, and we give them, he tells us their gender right at the start, here as we're naming them.
Yeah, Billy is the king of gender reveal parties.
Oh yeah. And if anyone knows me, they know that I hate gender reveal parties more than almost anything. Never invite me to one. I will not come.
I mean, neither will I, but yeah. I did. If I had to put money on which of us was going to rant about gender reveal parties on the podcast, I would not have put my money on you.
Then clearly you do not listen to my other podcast this is a very common rant of mine. I am not interested in your gender reveal parties. I'm sorry. I'm really
stop
not sorry,
having but... them. Just not even don't invite us. Stop having them. They're weird.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I would go, whatever you do, you, I just don't want to be involved. Keep me out of it. Choco
Billy.
Tangent
for another day or for your other podcast.
And so, we get back, and also I will say, at this point, I'm a little loopy. I'm a little delirious at the game here. And so I start naming chocobos after PSR patrons who listen to this podcast. Uh-huh. And so I'm out here like naming these chocobos, whatever. I guess I won't say any of the specific names at the moment, but like, you know, I'm naming them, whatever. We're breeding them. It's a little weird. I didn't like think about the breeding element of it while I was naming them, but once I had started the process, I was committed. So, you know, it is what it is. We keep going, we're breeding them, we're getting to different colors of chocobos because a good chocobo and a great chocobo make a blue chocobo with a specific nut. The logic of all of these chocobo breedings is a little confusing, in the sense that it makes no sense whatsoever. But whatever, we keep going. We make a blue one, we make a green one, and then fundamentally kind of what happens here between every time, the grindy portion of this, we have to race them. We have to lug all the way back to the freaking casino. We go all the way back there. We somehow still have to go through North Coral because even though casinos are the most accessible places in the world, we still have to go through North Coral and take a little shuttle over there.
I argued with this logic so hard because if there is one thing I know about casinos, it's very easy to get to them if you're in Vegas. You can get like a shuttle anywhere to anywhere. They want to get you inside. And this casino makes it impossible. It doesn't matter if you can walk across the desert, you still can't just walk into the Gold Saucer. And that is ridiculous.
Yeah. I have a ship. I can fly. And I still have to go through
North Coral. But not into the Gold Saucer.
Not into the Gold Saucer. This again, it feels like it was just intentionally frustrating. I don't even know if I want to compare the Gold Saucer to a casino because like we're tarnishing the good name of the casinos here is what's happening. Gold Saucer is giving them such a bad name here. And so we had to race them. We had to race our chocobos in the casino a certain number of times or whatever, to get it. And I have to say, this was probably the easiest part of the whole process, the actual racing of the chocobos. I had done this once before. I think I had to do this one time to free ourselves from the prison.
Correct.
And so we did it a bunch more times here. These chocobos were good. I fed the greens to them that they told me to in the guide, and I basically hit start and then let it run.
Yeah. That's what happens. Once you've given them enough greens, you just hit a button a few times to get them ahead of everybody else, and then you can just set it and forget it.
Yeah.
Because then you also have to wait. You get way ahead, and then you got to wait for everybody else to finish anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, go do something else with your life.
I did. I was like, I started, and I was like, okay, you know, I'll go, you know, clean the bathroom, fold some laundry, start some dinner. Like, I honestly said, racing the chocobos was probably the most productive I've been all week. That was the most I've accomplished this entire week. And so we did that. It was a couple times I had to race one, and then I had to go race another one, and then I finally had to go race another one, until we got all the way up to, I don't know how specific we need to get here, but like we got a green one, we got a blue one, and then we got a black one. Mm-hmm.
And then eventually you have to breed the black one with like your original, either it's a specific one, either the great or the wonderful, I don't remember which, in order to get your gold chocobo in the future.
Yes. So I got a black one. And then the last thing that I have done was caught a wonderful chocobo up in the icy place. Mm-hmm. And they are different genders, thank goodness, because that was so annoying because I had to catch like four of them because I could only find female chocobos for some reason. Like the exact opposite of my actual life. So, and then we finally found a dude up there. Came back. I haven't actually begun the breeding process yet, but we did do a bunch of racing because he had to race the black chocobo as well. And the one name I will say, the black chocobo was so good at racing. So thank you, Alex, because that's what I named the black chocobo.
He'll be so proud.
Yes, he'll be so happy. So good at chocobo racing. Congratulations to Alex. Pop off. incredible. So the next thing is to breed Alex with Redacted to make a gold, or what is it? Gold?
Yes, wonderful. The gold chocobo.
Gold chocobo. And there
and then
we go.
You'll be able to go get some of the best materia in the game.
Yeah. I'm so excited for this. It'll be.
I mean, let me tell you, the one thing about it, after doing all the Battle Square stuff and doing all of the chocobo racing, I went to go get these materia. There's like four materia caves where you go. Three of them you can get already with your other chocobos. But once you have the gold chocobo, you can just go get all four at once. And I could not believe that I got to just walk into the caves and take the thing. I was like, there's not a battle. There's not some secret trap involved. There's not a maze. There's not, you just walk in, you click on the little glowy thing, and then you have your materia. And it's like, I couldn't believe it after all of the things that they put you through to get there, that they just let you have it. But you do have a little bit of ease to look forward to there. And you did leave some of the other like easier side quest things to do until later. So hopefully next week we will have some positive things to report.
There's more side quests next week?
Listen, I sent you a list. You effectively did two of the things on my list of like six.
I honestly only did one of them. I didn't even do the first one.
Yeah, and the first one is Vincent's Ultimate Limit Break. And it's easy.
You
should do it.
Honestly, I don't even know. I might have gotten it.
I wrote short and easy in capital letters. I feel like I got to defend myself here a little bit because you're so upset.
Listen, there's no defense that you can have here that will ever work from the trauma of the battle square, okay? There's just nothing. There's nothing that can be said.
Oh, in my instructions, Cloud's final limit break Omnislash must be won via battles at battle square in Gold Saucer. This is tedious and time consuming, in parentheses, especially because if you leave battle square, you lose all your accumulated points, but critical for end game damage output. So I told you if you left, you would lose your points. I go to the effort of writing you useful, detailed instructions, Adam. And then you get mad that they're too long. But then you get mad that you don't know things that you could know if you just read what I wrote.
Yeah, because sometimes I like to get mad, Ted.
You were going to get mad even if you read all my instructions. Oh, it would have made your life a little easier.
Without question. Okay. So you get that credit. Although, like I said before, it wasn't like that many points that I like actually gave up there at the first point. Yeah. But it was still a little frustrating.
For sure.
I also don't think I would have stayed there regardless because I like that was the start of the end for me. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's where we're at chocobo wise. Hypothetically, I will start off this next week by getting a gold chocobo. Hopefully.
Yes.
And getting the materia caves there.
Yeah. And then you'll have some fun stuff to play with. And you'll do the ultimate weapon fights. I don't think they'll be too hard. And then you'll have Cloud's ultimate weapon, which should make your life somewhat easier. And then if you want to check out the Ancient Forest, you can. You might like it. I hate it because it's very timing oriented and platformery, but that might be your thing. You might have a good time. And if you hate it, you can just leave and be done with it. Because that's like the one thing in this game that I have never completed.
Oh,
because it irritates me too much. But I think we have slightly different tastes in our play styles and what we like in our games. So it might be fun for you. We'll see.
The one thing I will say to the credit of the chickens yet again, the whole process, albeit time consuming, all of my characters leveled up probably six times.
Sure. Yeah.
And we got a lot of movement on the materia. There was a lot of materia level up happening. So
great.
Like hypothetically, that's good. It, I mean, it was, again, very lengthy, very time consuming. There were a lot of battles happening. Yeah. But like, that's a plus. I mean,
you got to pass time before you can mate them. You can't mate freshly born chocobos. You got to go do a certain number of battles before they're ready.
I have to go battle 18 times, which I don't know how that is the quantifier of how much time has passed, but I guarantee you, Choco Billy, that 18 battles are not sufficient to grow up an entire chocobo and get them ready for mating. Like, let's just, if we're going to suspend disbelief here, let's just do it. Like,
right.
There's no reason to put that restriction on it, but like no other restrictions. It just makes no sense. Mm-hmm. But whatever. Choco Billy has a way about him. He owns the chocobo.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, no clue. So that's where we're at. That's all I did this week. And if you're thinking to yourself, wow, Adam basically did nothing this week.
They're not. No one who is listening to this podcast, who is listening to a first playthrough of Final Fantasy for a second time in 2 years, is thinking, what did you do all week? They've all been there. That's why you had to be there.
I hope that they haven't all been here because it's miserable here. I really hope that other people were able to do this a lot easier than I was. At least the Battle Square stuff. I don't know that I could have been much more efficient on the chocobo breeding, but like at least the Battle Square stuff, I really hope that they were able to do that in a more timely fashion than I am.
Well, like you said, now you've leveled up a bunch. You'll go get Cloud's ultimate weapon, and both of those things will help. And then you can start venturing into the Northern Cave and see how you feel. And if you're like, this is too hard, then you pop back out and you go back to Battle Square. Let's see how it goes.
The other frustrating thing about Battle Square is there's no XP given for all of these fights that we're fighting.
Those, they do not count. You can consume your items.
Yeah.
They consume for real. And you run out of something, you can't go get, well, you can buy them at the vending machine with your points, but then you're using up your points. Because that was my big problem. I kept getting turned into a frog, and then I had no more Maiden's Kisses left, or remedies, or whatever. And I was like, but I can't go get more. And then actually, you can get them for pretty cheap from the vending machine. So that's useful. But yeah, we will, we'll see where we're at next week with that. We're in the end game, even with these delays via side quests, we're very close. The listeners have suggested that you try, just throwing yourself at Ruby Weapon and see what happens. Because ironically, if you beat Ruby Weapon, you get a gold chocobo. Which has never made any sense to me because in my opinion, to be ready to fight Ruby Weapon, you have to have all the materia that you get by getting a gold chocobo.
So why did we go through the whole chocobo reason?
Because I don't think you'll beat Ruby Weapon.
Oh, okay.
But you could try it. You save and you try it. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
Okay, that's interesting.
But we can chat about that offline, and you can give it a shot once, and if you're like, absolutely not, fine. If you want to give it like 5 tries, and then be like, absolutely not, fine. Ruby Weapon and Emerald Weapon, I have both defeated twice, but I did it after I finished the game, essentially. And even then, it was still hard. Well, Emerald Weapon was hard, but once you've beaten Emerald Weapon, then Ruby Weapon is really easy. But that's a chat for another time. I think that's about all we got going on. Adam, you want to talk about your new other podcast that is officially happening?
I could. There's just one final thing I do want to say in this podcast.
Oh, yes, go for it.
As was promised in the Final Fantasy chat.
Oh, yes.
Recently. It is September. You know, I can't deny the months that are happening here. it is September, and there was a deal struck that I would begin playing Final Fantasy 14 again in December. There was a big push for it.
In December? Oh, in December, the deal was... Wait.
I don't know. I meant to say September. Okay. Yeah, no, it's been a long week, Seth. In September. There's been a lot of talk. Although, I have to say, if you're 45 minutes into this podcast, I think you have a pretty good understanding of the time that I don't have to go play Final Fantasy 14.
That you already don't have to play Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I already don't have time to play this game, let alone yet another game. But I am nothing if not true to my word. I will start playing Final Fantasy 14 again this month, but it will just not be at the start of this month. There's a couple things that have to calm down first, I believe, mid to the end of the month. We'll see what happens in Eorzea. Perhaps Pia into chat will be back. That's my hope. No promises.
So that's not a promise. It's not a deal.
I can't make a promise. The deal is that okay, here's the deal. How do I phrase this? I surely should have thought about this a little bit more before I, you know, just said it.
Teasing it, so
I know. I really was just, I didn't even really have anything. Also, the deal is that is what I want to do. It is not a lack of desire. It is simply a lack of time at this point. But the deal is that I will do my very best to get back into Eorzea in September. That is the deal. That is my promise to you. I will do my best. Would love to see a contingent of PSR pages in there. You need your white mage flying on a unicorn. Pia will be there. that's what I'm looking for. And I hope that we can make that happen. So there we go. There's the little Final Fantasy 14 plug. Who knows what'll be happening in Final Fantasy 7 in a couple weeks from now. We might be breeding freaking rainbow chocobos. Who knows what's going on there. But
if you want to come play Final Fantasy 14 with Adam, and I would hop back on that boat. If he's getting back on his unicorn, I can jump back on my motorcycle into Eorzea as well. Hop into the Patreon Discord. It is the start of September. A great time to join the Patreon program if you haven't already. Patreon.com/postshowrecaps. postshowrecaps.com/patron. Get in there at any level. You get access to the Discord, and at the $10 level or higher, you will get full access to the Discord, including our Final Fantasy channels, where we talk about this podcast, where we bully Adam about not playing Final Fantasy 14. We have a free company in the game that you can join and do all of your quests and dungeons with folks from Post Show Recaps. It's a lot of fun. We had a really great time with it last year before everybody got really busy. But a lot of folks, I think, are trying to get back to it soon so that we can all play together. So if that sounds interesting to you, patreon.com/postshowrecaps. Support the podcast. Come play games with us. We would love to have you. Adam, now you want to talk about what you have going on in the patron feed of Post Show Recaps?
I would love to. Yeah, so if you're at that $10 level, like Zed said, start of the month, best time to do it. The other place on Post Show Recaps you can find me right now is over on We have released our first episode of our Doctor Who podcast, talking about what we like, what we don't like, what we're going to do, what our format's going to be, and just about why we love the show in general. So come join me, Kevin Mahadeo, and Melissa Woodward over at Who A to talk about Doctor Who. We're not going to do episode by episode, so just fair warning right off the start. There's too many episodes to do that. We're cherry picking for you.
That would be the podcast forever.
Yes, it would, because it just would never end. We'll tell you which episodes we're going to cover. We're going to be doing some really fun stuff over there, so go check that out. That's on the page. That's on the PSR patron feed. And then also over in One Indescribable Podcast, you can come listen to us talk about Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. We had Tom Palmer on our latest episode, early season 4. We're still kind of going forward there. So as we near the end of the show for that one, come join us over there at 1CXG Podcast on Twitter. And of course, you can find me on Twitter at PianoManAdam1.
Excellent. I am here. That is mostly where I am. Although I did just do a guest appearance over on Rob Has a Podcast with a quick little episode covering the Big Brother and Survivor Women episode of Snake in the Grass, the USA/NBC Peacock show. It's streaming on Peacock. That's where you can find it. Really fun episode that I did with Rob himself and Chantel Francis. Check that out. It was, even if you don't watch the episode, I think it's fun just to talk about those people. To get to have Cerie Fields, the absolute legend, on our TV again was super fun. So that's over in the RHAP feed. Otherwise, this is where I am, and you can find me at Hard Rock Hope anywhere on the internet, including twitch.tv/HardRockHope, where I have finished my chocobo racing that I didn't do, and the Battle Square, which I did do. And we will see you again next week with hopefully some more victories to add to this list after a long and frustrating week. But take care out there, everybody. Be safe on your chocobos. See you next week. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.